Live from our studios in Brooklyn, New York, it's the Cool Jew Show. Welcome to the Cool Jew Show, being brought to you by thecooljew.com, and today's show is in partnership with Chabad.info. Avram Free, welcome on to the Cool Jew Show.
Thank you. Boy, I made it to the big time.
Ah, that's it, Avram, you're on the Cool Jew Show now. You are back in the music scene on a major note with the release of your new album, which just came out this week, Yankel Yankel.
Yep, I like that song.
It's been quite some time since we've seen an album from you on the scene. Your last album, Bangkok Bangkok, it's been a couple of years. And with the Chabad albums, it's been even longer than that. So before we even get into that, I'm hoping that we can get, as we do a lot of the visitors we have on our show, some history from you of your music, because a lot of the people we have on our show over here, you know, when we ask them, who did you look up to as a kid, you know, who inspired you on the music scene? And the answer that just keeps repeating itself over and over again is, when I was a kid, it was Avram Fried and Mordechai Ben David. They were the ones who we looked up to. And when you were a kid, there was no Avram Fried and there was no Mordechai Ben David to look up to be your example. So you were really the first on that scene to really, you know, take that lead. How did it start by you that you got into music and headed down this path?
Well, I want to clarify that when I was younger, there was Mordechai Ben David. Absolutely, Mordechai he had already several albums out, and I became one of his biggest fans. He probably is responsible for my going into the music business in a way, because to me, he was from my generation. I also grew up listening to his father, Bozangas and David Werdiger, and I also heard Benzie and Schenker. So I'm a little from the old generation as well. Benzie and Schenker, that group of Menagenim and singers. But to me, what spoke to me was of course Mordechai, because he was not that much older than I. And he showed me, look, you could be a Chassidische younger man, and you could sing. So I was certainly impressed and taken in by Mordechai. But that's also in our home, we listen to Yom Erlich. We had beautiful recordings in Yiddish. We had the Nechoyach albums, the early Chabad recordings.
And you actually starred on some of the songs on Nechoyach. I have a recollection of seeing you on Vehisha Amda on Volume 8, I think.
That's correct. I see you did your homework. Then, of course, way back before that, I was singing in a choir for Eli Lipska, another fellow Lubavitcher chassid who was very very familiar on the wedding scene and the music scene. We go back, Yosef, we're coming up to this is my 29th year.
So I've been doing this for 29 a while. Years of music. That's got a cycle of Birkas HaKama over there.
That's it, Chav Teshonim. My first CD, No Jew Will Be Left Behind, came out in 1980. So do the math. No Jew will be left
behind. So what brought you to release a CD? I mean, how did you to the scene and say, you know what, I'm going to start making CDs?
Well, the truth is, being a Lubavitcher chassid and going to those Fabringens every Shabbos, I was hearing these beautiful messages every Shabbos. That I had these beautiful uplifting messages of what it means to be a Yid. What is a Yid? What is a Neshama? The love for Hashem. To every Jew is like a Ben Yochid. And all these beautiful... I said, you know what? I'm listening to music, and I don't hear any of these positive things. When I was a teenager, a lot of the songs those years were about the Holocaust and about the pain and the suffering and all the doom and gloom of Yiddishkeit, so to speak. And I said, hey, I have a great message. I can pop in here and say something positive, bring a positive message to the people. And then, of course, by Rav Habringen, then we kept talking about Kenein Yid Kenish Bleiben in Golus. One Jew will be left behind in Golus. And I said, hey, that's it. That's my first line for my first CD. And the rest is history.
So, I mean, from your family, was anybody else, into the music scene, or were you the first to really take, a jump to really push yourself into, making yourself a name in the music industry, whatever it was, 28 years ago?
Right. Well, music was always part of our family. At our Shabbos table, my father, Olam Shalom, gave us all a beautiful gift of making sure to sing Zmiris every Shabbos without fail. Special songs that we would sing around our table. As a matter of fact, you're well aware that a little while ago I put out the CD of my father's Midas. It's available online through Yad L'Shliach, which is a fund we started, Lil Nishpas, my father. We give money to Shluchim to help them live. So that was very special. But I was the only one who made it into a career and making a living out of it, yeah.
So once you released the first album, you have had 28, 29 years of albums now. I know a lot of your songs come from, different composers, and from the start, were you composing your songs, or how did you get your songs?
Right. I was not composing. I was having some very talented people write songs for me, like Yossi Green, who I've worked with since day one, who actually, he was the one who wrote No Jew Will Be Left Behind, and also Moshe Laufer, who basically arranged all my albums up until a couple of years ago. So I was very blessed to work with these very talented people. The last few years, I've been dabbling in composing a little bit. I've gotten lucky here and there, written some nice songs. I'm still working with Yossi Green. Hopefully, in the near future, we'll have a new album with some of his songs on it, a mainstream album, as we call it.
So we're still, now, is that in production already, or?
Not in production. We're still in the composing stages, looking and finishing writing some material.
But there is plans for a future album with some more Yossi Green and more, classical Avremel Fried songs.
Yep, it's Hashem. It's not in the too distant future, God willing.
So, how did you get into the scene of Chabad Nagunim? I mean, that's kind of new and something that was never done before. Besides, really, Nechayach was really the first venture of that to make Nagunim in a musical fashion, but to really give them that high quality sound, never was done before, and you're really the first to take that project on.
I always wanted to do that because that's my music that I grew up with. I mean, that's in my DNA. But I was always afraid. I was afraid that people are going to say, I don't know, it's too Hasidish, songs without words, ay ay ay, ya ba ba ba. Maybe they won't be able to digest it. But after being securely grounded, so to speak, in the music business and having made a name for myself, I think it was, I'm not sure, maybe after 12 CDs or 13, I decided, you know what, I'll take my chance. And I put up my first Chabad CD, which was entitled Hop Kazakh. Hop Kazakh, and Baruch Hashem, it was very successful. So that was followed by Nigun Baal Shem Tov, followed by Avinu Malkeinu, which had some very big hits on it. And now, Baruch Hashem, I'm happy to say, and I'm excited, that I was able to bring out a fourth CD of Chabad Nigunim entitled Yankel, Yankel.
Now, I'll tell you, I got a few emails into the site when we noted that you're going to be on the show with us, and some people wrote in and said, Rebel, we love your music, you know, but we love your Chabad Nigunim even more. Maybe you can just drop your, you know, your other albums, just go straight for the Chabad Nigunim, make only albums Chabad Nigunim, but it seems that you really want to have...
I'd love to do that, but it's hard to pay the bills, because this kind of album, it's more for a certain group of people who like this kind of stuff. It's not a mainstream album, so it sells a little bit less than the usual album. So if I could do that, I would, but I can't.
So you really have, you know, a big mix between, you know, something that attracts to the Welt, and, you know, at the same time you have, you know, music that attracts to, you know, the Chabad world as well. You have the mixture of both. So I see you kind of, you know, play out, and you give a little here and a little there to balance it out and keep
It's not just the Chabad world, by the way. What I've learned since putting out Hop Kazak, and it's very heartwarming, is it's much more than Chabad who is enjoying these Chabad Negunim. Every other type of Chassid that I've met, whether it be here in New York or upstate in New York in the summer, I meet many of them in the summer months. They all tell me the same thing. Noch Chabad. The Dafen Hubben Noch Chabad. The Neginim is a very geschmack. It's so... And Avinim Alkeinu taught me that also the Shirisha world is listening to these Negunim, and they love it. They love it. So they hear that there's something real and genuine in a Chabad Negun. And I keep getting requests to do more. So, like I said, I'm happy that I was able to put out number four, and God willing, there'll be more. Yitzhak Hashem.
Now, as soon as I opened up your album, and I just got the copy this morning, one of the things that hit me was a letter that you put out into the front of the album, your new album, Yankel, where you write pretty much that, you know, we're going through hard times. It's not the easiest situation with the world right now financially. A lot of people are suffering, having a very hard time. And you basically write over here that Yankel Yankel is the idea of don't fear, have trust that it's going to get better. We're going to manage. We're going to be able to make it through these hard times. Was that your intention going into this album, or is that kind of how it formed? Or
yeah, I started working on this album way before. Yes, and it's interesting. You mentioned the word financially. If you look again at the letter, if I'm not mistaken, I wrote, "We're going through difficult times. Everyone has been affected by recent events." I never once wrote the word financial, but people automatically think I'm referring to financial. I'm talking about gullus. We're going through a very difficult period of gullus. The financial downfall is part of all this, part of this terrible gullus where Hashem is hiding for some unknown reason. So I wasn't really referring to the financial situation. I was referring to tzaris that we're having everyone knows, Amishra is going through a difficult time now. We're having a difficult time in Eretz Yisrael. Hopefully their things will turn out well. What happened to Shluchim here and there, people who are not well, need the Fuas and Yeshuas, seems to be a very, very difficult period right now. So that's what I was referring to. Financial situation is of course part of that. Many Jews have been hurt by that, no question about it, and it's a terrible tragedy. Hopefully things will get better. But we can't lose hope, we've got to keep on singing.
Now, this album features some Nagunim that, I guess from the Chabad world, being that I'm a Lubavitcher myself, I can say some of these songs are well-known, where you have, Haderes Amuna. This is something that's from every Chabad house, and it's something that everyone knows, and yet, these are songs that everyone knows. And then you have songs that, were just kind of blended into the Nagunim, scene, like the Berlach song. Which, it's been on the Chayach, it's been on a few different CDs with Nagunim, but it's never really made a title song on an album. So
right.
You really made a big mix on these songs. Where did you get the ideas for which songs you're going to be putting in, and did you have a lot of other songs that you would have liked to include in this album?
If I could show you the papers that I have with potential songs, Nagunim on, it's like 3-4 papers filled with songs. There are so many songs. I tell you, I could do at least another 10 Chabad albums. I still have plenty of material left. There's so much material. It's incredible. There are so many Geshmak in the Nagunim. But I didn't want to just take the well-known, because many of them are a little bit maybe on the heavy side, and most of them don't have any words to it. And I'm not comfortable yet with doing a whole album with songs with no words. People need to hear some words. So that was a challenge, to try to find an interesting blend and a good mix of well-known, and then maybe some not so well-known. And that's where Yankel came in, Atir Avdi Yaakov, all kinds of other things that are on the album, which I'm getting now some initial reactions from people, is that it is a very nice blend. It's heavy, it's Freilach, some have words, some don't have words. I hope people will like the final selections that I put on there in the end.
And inside the album, for those people who get it, you really put a nice history. I'm just looking at it right now as I'm speaking to you. You really put a nice history on each song, where it came from, and how it came into the Chabad scene, or who first composed that song. And you really
correct.
Give that very nicely over here.
That took homework as well. I spoke to some people. Namely David Horowitz, who I also thank on the inside cover. David Horowitz is a fellow who put out all the Chabad Nagunim on
good
CD.
Friend of mine, by the way.
You know David. So he did us a wonderful service. He recorded I think over 300 songs of some well-known, not so well-known, and a lot of the stuff that I found is from him, listening to him. So I owe him a big Asher Koyach. And then he also did homework and telling me the background of some of these songs. I think people enjoy Nigun much deeper and much better when they know the background behind the Nigun. It gives it a certain face and a certain appreciation.
Yeah, haberrojo.
Now, with this album, you did something, you know, kind of original, which I have not seen in the music scene ever really happen. I'm looking at the choir names. We have Freeman, 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 and another few Freemans. And I'm looking at the children's choir, and for some reason, it just reads Freeman, Freeman, Freeman.
By the way,
any chance you're related?
It is a real last name, by the way.
Yeah, I think it's a little known fact. A lot of people don't realize that you're brothers with the famous Manus Freeman.
Yeah, well, yes, yeah, Freedom Friedman. Actually, all those on the choir, some of them are my brothers, most of them are nephews, who are now learning here in New York or live here in New York, and it's just nice to keep, you know, the family getting together and singing. It's just, we're all comfortable together singing, and it was fun. We have some good moments in the studio, some fun moments, some serious moments. It was a lot of fun.
One name I didn't see on this CD, wondering if there's a reason for it, and I'm sure you're very supportive of him, is Benny, who is supposed to be releasing an album this coming summer, Meretz Hashem.
Right.
Any reason why he didn't join into this CD?
Benny was out of town. Benny was out of town most of the time, working on his own, as you mentioned, working on his own CD. So he wasn't really part of this project. But I'm looking forward to hearing his CD, and I wish him success in his takings and endeavors in the music business. I hope he can be a good shliach in Yitzchak Shem.
I'm sure he's been in touch with you a lot on some of the songs that, and composing them and putting them together with you. I mean, have you worked with him at all on that aspect or?
Not really. He's dealing with very good people, professionals. As a matter of fact, if you ask him right now to sing you any song of his new album, I can't. I don't know any of his songs. Like I said, I'm looking forward to hearing it because it'll be a surprise to me too. It'll be fresh for me. I have no idea what's on there. And I trust that the people he's working with will have to bring him in the right direction.
Yeah. We look forward to seeing that. I can't recall where I saw it, but I believe that I saw somewhere where you were asked about your son getting into the music scene, and you said that you're not trying to push him in there yet. And yet, this album we kind of have, he's getting into the music scene.
That's true. I gave him a little bit. I had him sing a little bit on my father's Mirror CD, which came naturally because he sings it every Friday night and every Shabbos day. We sing it at the table, so I figured he can sing it on the album as well. For the Chabad CD, I sort of decided, you know what, for Chabad, I'll let him do it. So I don't think this is an indication I'll have him singing on my next regular album. I don't think so. But for the Yishmak and the Gunim, I think it was good for him too as a chinuch to be part of this CD. And I think when he gets older and he'll look back and he'll listen to his solo and I'm sure he did it, bring a smile to his face.
Now, from this album, what would you say is, I mean, you've said several times Yankel Yankel, but is there any other songs in that you would really say, you know, they're really classics, I really love them, and I've just been waiting to put them onto an album?
I happen to like the Kremitzer Kuberlach. I think it's a Geschmackenigen that has no tempo. It's a song where the Chassid has a chance to let his neshama soar and express itself with no interference and no interruptions. And not worry about tempo and counting and staying in tempo, staying in beat. The Chassid is singing under his talus. A beautiful, beautiful Hasidic Nigun. I happen to love that Nigun.
yamamo yamama inna yedima yedo.
Shalom Aleichem was an interesting chiddush. I didn't know that the nigun actually is a nigun that people say was composed by the Alter Rebbe, one of his ten nigunim. But as you see in the notes, the Friedrich Rebbe was asked that there should be a Lubavitcher Chabad Shalom Aleichem. And they took this nigun of the Alter Rebbe, and I don't know who did it, some chiddush, I guess, of the Friedrich Rebbe, and they put this melody to the words of Shalom Aleichem. And I'm hoping that people now in Chabad perhaps we'll start singing Welcome to Malachim with a Chabad Shalom Aleichem.
That's very interesting because I've really never seen that out there. You know, it's always the Shalom Aleichem we have has always been the same style as pretty much the rest of the Welt.
Right.
Whereas, you know, that same, you know, so it definitely was very interesting to hear that tune. Also, Joseph,
by the way, Avremi G, who did a fabulous job arranging all the music on the CD, he brought it to my attention that many families in Chabad are singing this version of Shalom Aleichem, and he taught it to me, and he showed me how to sing it with these words. I had not known that before, so that's thanks to him.
That's new to me as well. So it's
right.
it's really nice to hear that and really get that that niggun out there that others can sing it as well.
Shalom, Malachi, Shalom, Malachi.
Another big chiddush to me was your Birchas Kohanim, because one, with that song, I heard it on the sampler where you have no words or no music in the background, and I said, it's probably just the sampler. I'm going to get the CD, I'm going to listen to it, and there's going to be some music in there. And I put it on, and I said, wait, no music. This is a CD where it's like an a cappella song. It's just you and your family singing that Birchas Kohanim.
Right. We are Kohanim, number one. Number two, when we duchen in shul, there's no music. So we figured, let's do it the way we do it in shul. It didn't feel right to put music to Birchas Kohanim. It just sounded a little bit incongruous. So we did it as natural as possible, as it sounds in shul. And this is actually my brother-in-law, who's a shliach in the Upper East Side in Manhattan. He's been telling me since Hapkazak put on the Chabad Birchas Kohanim, the world doesn't know it. They've never heard this before. It's beautiful. It's angelic. It's godly. It's beautiful. It's halik. So I finally came around and put it on this one. And I hope it's interesting, Yosef, that years ago I spent the Pesach in Whistler for a Chabad shliach who had a Pesach program up at Whistler. And Rabbi Lau was there the entire Pesach. And by duchening, me and my brothers, my kids who were there, we duchened, with this nusach. And after duchening, Rabbi Lau comes over to me and he says, where did this come from? He was like so blown away. He says, wow, zehayam madhim, zehayam mamash. He said it was something special. That's always in the back of my mind when I think of people not knowing our nusach of Nikuni Chabad. I hope they'll be as touched and inspired as Rabbi Lau was.
Vichoneko.
I'm really blown away by this cover over here. This is a painting, or I'm trying to figure out exactly how they put this together. Your studio that did this, Visionary Flock. It's kind of
Yep.
It's an original. It's definitely an original. An image you've never really seen before.
Yeah, actually, all the years of doing CDs, I've always had a few choices to choose from, of a particular CD. I didn't like this, and we changed this. I didn't, There's always a couple of we had to go through a few versions, so I found the final version. But here, these very talented young men came back to me with this picture, this idea, and I said, "Hey, that's it. You nailed it. It's chassidish. It's freilach. It's happy. It's shtetlish. It's hope. It's joy. It's everything all combined. Perfect cover for Chabad Nigunim, I thought."
It's definitely very innovative.
Yeah.
Now, at the beginning of this interview, you mentioned to us that you're working on some new songs with Yossi Green, a new album in that road. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about when that's expected to come onto the music scene.
I can't give you a time because it really depends how quickly we can get all the material finished. So I won't dare to venture to give you a date or a time or.
That's actually funny. I'm reminded we had on a few weeks ago Shlomi Dax, and he said that we used to ask Avram Free when he's putting out a CD, and he would say Tubav, and we'd say which Tubav, this year or next year.
But actually, my answer is my CD will come out when it's ready, not before. So we're working, we're getting together from time to time, and we're working on material. There's still some ways to go. I can give you an update in a couple of months in Mitzvah Shem.
We look forward to seeing that. Now, as far as future Chabad albums, it's been a long delay since the last one came out till the release of Yankov Yankel. When do you expect to continue on the Chabad scene?
Not too far off, because like I said, I usually like to balance things out. The next album should be a regular mainstream album, and after that should be either a Chabad or maybe another Yiddish album. So we're following a certain rotation here. A little patience, and hopefully we'll satisfy all your musical needs.
One question that came into us is, there any plans down the road to re-record some of the older sounding English songs, where maybe the sound quality of them is a little bit older style and could be improved and it could be given a new flavor to it? Do you have any plan to like make us just an English album or re-record some of your older songs?
I've been asked to do that. That's a possibility. I also would like to do an all English album of new songs. So that's also on the back burner somewhere, to do some fresh material all in English. Maybe some Hebrew and English, but mostly English. That's another thing we're working on.
But these are all ideas for the future, nothing in progress.
These are all ideas that have already been, the process has begun. It's not just the machshava, it's already the dibur, it's already the maisa. So we're a little bit ahead of the game.
So there's plans already for these type of albums.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Avraham, we look forward
also,
to seeing
Yatif, I could tell your listeners that, God willing, before Rosh Hashanah, I'm hoping to bring out a DVD and a CD of a concert I did in Israel not so long ago. So look forward to that. I think that'll be very special, Mitzvah Hashem.
Well, with that, we look forward to seeing and listening, rather, to future songs, both Chabad and non-Chabad, and we will keep listening and hope that you'll keep making the Freilach, the music scene, until
Amen.
Mashiach.
Thank you, Yosef. Thank you. Brach
of Atlach. Well, thank you very much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you again sometime in the future.
Zay gesund. Bye.